Alright, welcome back to another podcast with your host, Emo Fuck. Today I have guests with me, my boy from the Somber Reptiles. Wanna shout out your station real quick?
This is 95.1, not kidding.
What?
No, go to the TuneIn app, look it up on your app store. TuneIn and you look it up and it's 95.1 KVCM. Oh, it's actually just KVCM. Look up KVCM.
Monarch Radio.
Monarch Radio. And our hour is Monday at 12, and, no, I'm sorry, Monday at 7 p.m.
Nice.
And Friday at 12 p.m.
There you go.
We play deep cuts of great bands. No, we like Beatles cuts, Radiohead cuts, Sonic Youth. We play from our record collection, then the Crocodile Kenneth's CD collection.
Nice. Most of you guys probably don't know this. I think I've probably actually talked about you in a podcast before. Just talking about how my sick fucking people saying I look like I'm about to shoot up a school on my Instagram.
Dude, you look like a Chechen soldier.
No, but it was a different picture.
Ah.
It was a picture where I have on literally all I have is a leather jacket on, and now I'm shooting up a school.
That makes sense.
Right. But I talked about you in the last podcast, I think, about how you kind of expanded my mind and music and that's art good. And shit like that. But you're still gay.
That's okay.
It's okay because it's 2018. We're liberated. We're free.
No, I know my sexuality. I already know it. I've been through it.
Pansexual?
Nope. I'm straight.
What?
You know how you find out?
How do you find out?
Boys make pee-pee soft. Girls make pee-pee hard. That's as simple as it gets. Like,
by George, he's got it.
Ever question it. Ever question sexuality, don't worry. Just literally think about sucking a dick or thinking about a dick going up your ass. And if you don't get hard, then you're good. Like, just literally allow it. And if you don't, then you're good.
But what if I don't get hard thinking about chicks?
Then you're those asexual assholes.
But what if I, this is my thing. Thinking about it, like, it's whatever's.
No, but really visualize it. Really visualize it.
Like, I put on, like, ear fucking phones and, like,
no,
noises. Okay, then I get that.
Yeah.
But, with each guest that I have on the Emo Talk podcast, I always ask them, is there anything you want to rant about, complain about? Is there anything that's been on your mind that's been bugging you lately? Now's your time. Fuck Trump! No. Muffled screaming.
Hi, I'm listening to jazz, so it's kind of hard to rant.
Yeah, no, I get shoot. You. We're in a good environment.
I should have put on a punk album.
There's a lot of screaming. There's a lot of
listen now. Fucking hey, when those motherfuckers do that shit. Let me think. No, music. Let's see, music related as music elitism.
Wait, I'm gonna have to stop you right there, okay? Remember, guys, November 6th, go out there and vote. No, just kidding. Just, everything I stand against is promoted.
Just go out there.
Do it! No, but in all seriousness, if you're going to vote, vote. If you're not, don't. Don't post about it.
If you're going to vote, look up the ballots. I'm not going to tell you what the props are, but you should really look into it. Go on an unbiased site. Make sure it's not biased. Don't go look up propositions and watch videos because those are probably paid. Go and actually like Google, make sure it might be .gov sites. Like, look up like ballot info to actually see what you're gonna vote for and know what the props are exactly for, not what someone's opinion is. Because I could tell you what I'm gonna vote for, but I don't want to tell you that. I'm not gonna go into detail what each prop is.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear that?
You're talking about it, and then also if you're talking about it, you subconsciously kind of.
Yeah,
like,
you add your own opinion. Yeah. So go read it yourself. It won't even take that long. Like, literally, they break it down for you. Stop being lazy. Shit. fucking go vote, you fuckhead. This is why Trump's here. Like, literally. This is why fucking Trump's here. Because you know who votes? Old white people vote.
Yeah, that's
because they know.
I saw the commercial. I saw it.
Seriously. That's
that,
why.
That was a good commercial. I'm not even going to lie. That was pretty good. I was like, oh, shit. You haven't seen it?
I don't watch. I literally don't watch TV or, like, me Netflix neither. Or YouTube at all. Like,
oh, shit. You're in the dark. Dude,
I really. No,
it was on TV. I don't know if it's been on anything else. But, like, I was walking out. My mom's watching, you know, mm-hmm. Univision. And then, it was in Spanish. But this is basically what it said. It was like, good. Don't vote. That means, like, we get to keep what we like. And, like, exactly. They're basically proving the point, like, that, like, the only ones voting are old fucking people and they're gonna keep shit.
And that's what the shit is. It's like, we should vote because we're gonna be older.
Then honestly, I feel like this voting season or whatever you'd call it is gonna be a really different one than the most ones that have passed.
I think it really would be because
a lot of people are going to vote because...
I mean, like, think about it. Like, a lot of the youth is... very left. I mean, yeah, there's that incel community, and I'm speaking about here. We are in California, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But through online and media, if it's true that media affects everybody and all that shit, then fuck, I bet.
Yeah.
A lot of the shit's changed, at least. And the Republican Party, like, through what I've researched, it's just, it really broke politics. That's probably going to collapse soon because it's gone so extreme that a lot of people who originally joined it, like the country club conservatives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, yeah, they're not... No, wait, hold on. We want there to be immigrants, but we just don't want... We want them to be a due process, you know. Those rich, you know. Oh, no, we care. You know, Pablo's our worker. You know, Consuela raised me.
Yeah.
The economically Republicans, they are kind of lost, at a loss now, because they disagree with so much of what Trump and all these new Republicans are saying. So yeah. It's, like, really fucked. But this is really getting into politics.
No, real quick, last question on politics. What do you consider yourself? Because when people ask me this, I give, like, a lot of answers, and, like, I'm
take
not really sure.
Take the political compass test. Honestly, yeah? Take the political compass test. I'm pretty, socialist, left, and, libertarian. So I'm, like, bottom left side.
See, because, like, when people ask me, I feel like it's because I agree with, like, the left on a lot of things, but then, like, the right will make some points, and then I'm just like, but, like, see, this is the thing. I agree with the right when it comes to, like, not their politics, but the way they view the left. If that makes
sense.
That's
okay. No, that's okay. Because just don't think about it like this. Don't think about the band's music, not its fans. Nice.
That was a good
exactly.
One.
Exactly, you know.
All right, and that's gonna do it for. No, just kidding.
Just end it.
That was too good. All right, we're gonna follow this.
We're
up.
Just gonna play the jazz album
for the rest of the hour.
Dude, that was so fucking good, man. Oh my god.
Write that down.
Like, dude, that was so. Just, that's all you guys hear.
He just fucking leaves. He's gone. No, that was a good one. But
it's true.
What was that thing called? The what?
The political compass.
Political compass.
Yeah. You kind of see it in memes sometimes.
Oh, yeah. The
yeah.
Chart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, honestly, just whenever you see something and you're curious about it, look it up. Whenever you guys ever... Fucking whenever someone has a question, that's what annoys me. Stop having questions. There should be no need for basic-ass questions. Like, I wonder why that. Stop wondering. Look it up.
Yeah.
You have the fucking world in your hand.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like... Oh my god, how do you know so much? Because whenever I wonder something, I look it up. Like, fuck. Like, I just, it's that easy.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's hard to comprehend, then I look up a video about it.
Seriously, especially because now you don't even have to fucking read. It's literally spoon-fed to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
dude, come on. Like, it's so easy to learn. It's so easy to just do it. Like, how can you be stupid?
Like, why are you so stupid?
How can you be stupid?
Hey, being stupid? I don't know, dog. That's kind of out of pocket. That's out of pocket.
That's an out of pocket Dicko moment. Brought to
Dicko
you by...
Dicko moment.
Dicko.
You guys probably saw this on my Instagram. I posted it a couple days ago. I was actually with my boy Andrew here.
Ow!
Being a part of his whole radio show thing. I hate that I said thing. He's not such an ass. Part of his little
whatever
radio thing.
Whatever it was. Whatever fucking shit.
No, I got distracted by a notification.
It's okay. Yeah, it happens.
But yeah, I was a part of his, you're like, fucking asshole.
No, it's just, I got a message my friend wants to ask me if I want to hang out, but.
But, fucking more people on the podcast.
I know, we'd have to pick him up.
Pick him up?
We could do a field trip.
Or we could stop it. We could do segments, so it wouldn't be a really big deal.
thing is, it's because he would sit it out. He's not really talkative.
I mean, it's on you. I don't mind.
I wouldn't want to hang out just for him to sit there.
Yeah. I mean, tell him, hey, in an hour, let's hang out an hour. Podcasts are just an hour long. This is all live, brought to you by Dicko Moment.
Yeah, Dicko Moment. Sorry about that. Like, politics, let's talk.
So politics, let's talk.
Ben Shapiro, fuck liberal cons.
I fucking love those memes where it's like, it's like Ben Shapiro with his eyes glowing and it's like saying like a fact or some shit. He's like, real shit, nibba. But like I was saying, a couple days ago I posted that I was at the radio station with my boy Andrew here. I had a hell of a time. It was really... Yeah! Woo! It was a really great environment. It's... I don't know. It's cool. He shouted me out. I got a lot of new listeners. So if you're one of these new listeners...
His voice is familiar, motherfuckers. Ow! I get a curse. I curse a lot.
Yeah. That's the only difference that his radio show and my podcast have. Whereas here, it's unfiltered, unedited, and unscripted. And you're not scripted either?
No, we're not scripted and we're live.
So yeah, and you're live.
So, but, like, you know, everything has to be a...
It's a little...
College ethical. But clean, it's like, it's not cut. Like... The only thing is cursing. Other than that, I don't really... I'm not a racist. Or I'm not really going to step out of moral boundaries. I'm not going to go and talk about how I want to defend, like...
Yeah. Bestiality. You don't really go into deep... Yeah,
well, wait, what about that?
Tell me,
bestiality? I remember there was an argument of whether or not there should be bestiality in some subjects, like farmers in the middle of nowhere just fucking cows. Like, if the cows allow it, who gives a shit? And I was like,
how is the cow gonna?
I could kind of see that because it does happen. And there's like shit of that, and it's like, but no.
But wait, how's the cow allow it to happen?
Because the muscles.
Allow, oh.
Yeah, like, dude, if it allows it, it allows it.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, the only problem is when, you know, they fuck, like, chickens and cats and dogs is, you know, they're small and you're...
Oh,
them.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it was George Carlin that was making a joke about it. He's like, fuck it! But you're fucking a chicken, you're a piece of shit!
Yeah, because, like, I feel like you'll split him in half.
Oh, I see. Dude, Reddit, if you're on Reddit, look up the fucking subreddit, Enough Internet, it will make you stop, like, being on the internet.
Is that what made you stop?
Yeah. No, like, it'll... completely make you like that's what it's called because it'll just like, all right, that's enough internet, fuck this. I had enough. You will see the most fucked up shit.
So what made you, because you said you don't watch TV, you don't watch YouTube, Netflix, what made you take that decision?
Well, it's like I'm not like completely, like, the only thing I really use is like YouTube, but like I don't really go on and look for stuff on YouTube anymore. Like things change. It's not, I don't know. Like, it's not the same anymore. It's hard to find good videos. Yeah. So I just stick to, like, music documentary shit. Or music, nice. Little tidbits. Like, Pitchfork makes this thing called Linear Notes.
Uh-huh.
And they're really well produced. They really entice you to watch videos. Like, I mean, listen to the records. I mean, almost all the records they put, I've listened to and, like, purchased because they're really amazing records.
Yeah.
They have, like, it's well tasted. Like, yeah, but, like, I don't know, like, honestly, well, TV, I mean, who sits down and watches TV?
Yeah, that's true. It's like, that's more of an older generation thing.
Like, as a kid, like, I loved TV, like, I loved, my schedule was, like, watch Boomerang.
Yeah, Boomerang like,
from, like, 6 a.m., like, they would show, like, the Flintstones, then the Jetsons, then they showed some other dope shit, but at 11, they would show, like, the really, like, Top Cat and... Oh my god, what was the one? Kong Kong Fooey and those other ones. Like,
you're getting like to the really obscure
like
ones.
That, yeah, the obscure ass ones that like had a cult following for a reason because they had a little more substance, you know?
And it was like, it was one, a kid show, but like.
It had a little more funny jokes, you know? And then I would switch to the Discovery Channel and the History Channel because that shit was dope.
I always loved the History Channel.
Yeah, because it would have like the weird obscure shit, like a. You know, like. I know half of it's fake, but, like, you know, like, the cryptid zoology, it just makes you, like...
Or, like,
as a kid, it was just cool.
Yeah, like, ancient aliens, as a kid, I watched that all the time.
It's, like, new folklore. Just take it as that, you know? Yeah. Like,
that's a really good way to see it.
Yeah, like...
New folklore.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, let it be new folklore. Like, yeah. Because, like, a lot of people hate it, like, oh, you know, it's stupid, but it's, like, I know it's stupid, but it's just... It's not. It's like, ooh, it could don't be real. Don't take it serious. Yeah, yeah. It could be real. It can't. Ooh, you know. Yeah. Like, that's what's cool about it. Yeah. It's like Bigfoot's folklore. It's full. It's a wives' tale. This is a fun thing to watch. Yeah. Just,
people take things too seriously nowadays.
It's like what I learned. Like, if you go in a horror maze and like try not to be scared, why you're not gonna have fun.
Why are you going in?
Yeah, because innately, like me and my friend, we just hold it in, like, because it's just innate, yeah. Like, yeah. You know, just like fight or flight. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
All right. Fucking puffing chest up.
Just the fucking feeding on your chest.
Water. I am, as I said, under the influence of marijuana, and I am caught in my open fuck out.
Ah, dude, fucking. That's probably one of the reasons I don't smoke. Caught him out.
I can see that.
And like, also, I get really out of breath quickly.
That's understandable.
Really quickly.
Well, but the it's thing stupid. Is, if you don't smoke, don't start. That's about it. It's a waste of money.
No, and like, here's the thing with my stupid ass. Like, I was like, I'm not gonna smoke I'm not gonna smoke pot. I get cottonmouth. I get out of breath. Fucking flash forward to me like 2 months ago, fucking puffing on cigarettes like a fucking idiot. But it really do be like that sometimes.
Yeah, cigarettes are weird. Cigarettes are weird. I used to smoke.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad the last one I had was like a cool while ago. It's not something I'm dependent
on. The most I did was like a pack a week.
Yeah, dude, same. Like yeah, a week and a half maybe. Like I.
No, the fiending it. Well, it depends. If we were out on the weekend drinking, oh, dude, 3 packs a night.
Really?
Oh yeah, dude. One night we got really fucked up back here in the backyard. Yeah. Just listening to music and we had a fire pit back there.
Oh,
and
nice.
Just smoked stogies.
Yeah.
What's chill?
It's a cool like social thing, mm-hmm. if you want to call it that. I also hate that term because it's like.
Oh, I'm a social smoker.
Yeah, like.
No, I'm just a smoker. Yeah.
You're just trying to. Yeah, either like own up to it or just say you're trying to fit in, you know? Yeah. But what were we saying about like how like the TV shows, because I wanted to get into something. You said
I don't like, watch TV or shows.
No. How you said something about like the show and how like people want to believe it or not, and then I said like people just gotta stop being sensitive and just fucking watch it and
oh no, don't take it seriously.
Yeah, don't take it seriously.
It's like a jokey thing. It's like yeah. it's like kinda like kind of like 4 Kids, you know? It's
yeah.
Like, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, and that's like the thing me and you agree a lot about. It's just like, people gotta start taking everything so seriously.
And legit, like, it's just, there's like a, people overanalyze stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to be analyzed. But then when you critique something, it's like, oh, you're overanalyzing. It's like, well, that's a difference between,
yeah.
Okay, was this intended to be this way?
It seems, it
you know, like, if it's intended to be legit and it's stupid, but if it's so stupid it's like become a cult movie, it's like, oh, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
then it's like, okay, enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, like, it's like you're not, that kind of reminds me of I Am the Walrus, the song by the Beatles.
Yeah, it's like, it's yeah, exactly like that. It's like it's enjoyed for a different aspect.
Yeah,
like oh god, there's just so many points that it can't even, they're all coming in my head. It's like it's just annoying.
Then let it out your chest.
No, it like over flooded me and then it
was
yeah,
that happens to me all the time, dude. But I feel like that's become like something that's really popular within like a
oh, there it is, the overanalyzing. Yeah. So basically if the little detail that you analyze obscures what the project, whatever it is, was supposed to accomplish, then you could, it's a critique, like mm-hmm. you know what, like I was trying to enjoy the movie, but the movie, like, the point they were trying to come across, I couldn't enjoy it because acting was terrible.
Yeah.
Now, if the B-movie, it's supposed to be terrible. Well, the acting was so terrible, it was funny, so I enjoyed it, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a Sharknado or yeah, like, movies exactly, like that. Yeah, exactly.
But if we're going to go watch a serious movie and the acting isn't that good,
yeah,
that it's kind of almost laughable, but it's
or, like, the production quality is just yeah, fucking weird.
Yeah, like, this is supposed to be taken seriously. Why does this look like shit?
Yeah.
Nice. Then you could critique it.
Yeah.
Then that's not overanalyzing.
Yeah.
You need to analyze stuff. You need to critique it. But just don't do it to the point where you sound like a fucking pretentious asshole. Don't think that when you correct something, you're better than somebody. Because yeah. you are. You should be correcting them to let them know.
Yeah, you just have an opinion that you're not special. Yeah. Everybody has them. There's a saying I like, and it's opinions are like assholes.
Everyone has one.
Everyone's got one.
Just don't show it to everybody.
Oh, whoa.
You didn't hear that part?
I didn't hear that part.
You never heard that part?
I did not hear that part.
Don't show it to everybody. No one wants to see it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your fucking asshole. But,
oh, funny. Dude. Dicko moment. Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. This song brings me back. Reminds me of a time I had a mild insomnia, which sucks because I wake up early in the morning.
Yeah, oof.
I have a 4 a.m. shift, and I just couldn't sleep, and I hit up my friend Ivan.
Yeah.
He had this old broken down van, and it was like a, it's like a fucking early March night, so it was still kind of cold. Like late winter. And I was just like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. Pick me up, man. I can't sleep.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. And recently, for some reason, you know, we were like 18, 19. Well, I was 18 or 19. He was 20, 21.
Yeah.
We recently purchased beer from like wine, like Total Wine or
BevMo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had a cigarette section. And we just started recently listening to records and smoking cigars. They had cigars. And we recently started smoking cigarettes. We're like, let's be classy and smoke cigars.
Yeah.
And I remember he brought them out. And we were just smoking in the parking lot, listening to this album that he just showed me. Ivan showed me this album, actually.
Nice.
And it was just, it was one of those really weird Zen moments.
Yeah.
The city has some weird Zen moments at night. It's like, I think that's, like, if, you just have to allow yourself to appreciate it, you know?
Like, yeah, a lot of people, like, always complain, like, I see this, like, big, like, fucking collective thought of people, like, oh, one day I want to move away from the city. I just want to go to the country because it's so, like, beautiful. Like, the city's beautiful too, man. Like,
yeah, just retrospects were going to be really beautiful.
Yeah.
Especially the valley. Oh, my God. Come on. Standing on the valley. Oh, waking up to see the fucking sunrise coming out of a mountain.
Yeah, dude.
Or when the sun sets and looking on the east side or the west side and seeing that, like, glow in the mountains. Oh, my God. And, like, California, especially here in the valley, like, we have all these trees that they have planted. Like,
dude, we have a fucking Japanese garden not too far from
here. Yeah, dude, Bapo is such a, like, oh, God. Me and my friends, we used to go out there and shoot, like, the classic, go out there and line up some bottles and cans and shoot them with a BB pistol.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just, it's
no,
just,
that area is really cool, dude. I like that place.
Yeah.
So,
oh, my God.
It's like,
it's simple.
And it,
like, doing simple shit's okay. Like, I don't know. Like, me and Matt, like, literally, if this phone wasn't here, we'd probably be doing this, just talking.
Yeah.
It's okay to just talk. Like, it's good to have friends where you could just sit down and talk. It's like,
you learn,
that's chill.
You laugh, you love, and you live.
Brought to you by
Dicko. Oh, okay. I want to talk about that real quick. We keep saying Dicko moment, and I keep trying to explain, but then we get into the conversation. So, I went to the fucking radio station with Andrew here, and it was cool. I had a blast. He showed me around. I met a couple people, very typical college students. I don't know if they're hearing this. If they are, you guys are typical college students. You guys are very...
Fuck you.
You guys are very college-y, you know? Like, if you saw a college movie, but it was on Disney Channel, it'd be like that.
That's what I heard, too. That you guys are not the first people to hear that. And I'm like, man, step off, guys. Leave them alone. They're cool.
No, they're cool, though. I know, that's why,
but I can't argue it.
Yeah. I enjoy their company. They're nice people, and they treated me very well.
They're chill people.
So to that, you know, if they ever want to come on this podcast, fuck it.
You're welcome to. Except fuck your fucking Turtle Taylor. God damn it, Taylor. Nah, Taylor, you better be the fucking first one.
Yeah, dude, fucking. Like I was saying, something happened in the radio station where we fucked. Oh, you're going to say, like, You're gonna
sickle
call him,
mode.
No, but you're gonna call. I think you're gonna call Taylor. I think you're gonna call him a dick.
Oh yeah, and then
but you realize you're on the video. So you're like you're a dicko, and then I'm just dicko, and then all of us start screaming dicko, and then we just made it called the dicko moment. So if you guys get the chance, I recommend you go to the station, TuneIn app, search up KVCM.
Monarch Radio.
And only listen to his fucking thing. Nah, I don't know. I haven't really heard the others, so I'm pretty biased. But the Samba Reptiles.
I'm trying to remember people's hours. The only one I can think of is Jess, but she plays obscure shit, not getting it. It's like Wednesday at 8. Taylor's is Wednesday at 7. He's Dimension 6. He really knows somebody's. I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I feel like I have a good retrospective music. And the shitty place I have never heard before in my entire life. Like, it's fucking weird. So, go check it out if you want to hear some really shit you never heard of.
Yeah.
Like, Kenneth's never heard of half of it.
Any of it. And the thing is, me, I know most of the older shit. Like, pre-2010, I'd say.
And Kenneth's more of the newer?
No, pre-2005. Pre-2005, okay. I would say. Okay. I would know. And Kenneth's more post-2005, and we just mix each other and show each other. Yeah. So everything we know is collective. You know, that's why I never really... I'm always saying we with Kenneth. Even like, oh, our car. It's like, oh, shit, my car.
Yeah.
You know, it's aww. Like, yeah. Fuck off. You know, like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, dude. If it wasn't for you, I'd probably be listening to fucking what everybody else is listening to, honestly. Like,
nah, you had you knew the Beatles
was,
back then.
Yeah, it was a combination of, it was like a 1-2 hit. It was a combination of me, like, trying to find something to talk to with this girl, which introduced me to Beatles and introduced me to, like, a lot of other stuff. And then with you showing me, like, a lot of other stuff. Like, it wasn't only music either. You showed me a lot of movies, too. Showed me Reservoir Dogs, The Big Lebowski. You showed me a lot of the music videos from The Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz,
and
yeah.
That's like a movie in itself.
Hey, The Gorillaz let me down. Fuck The Gorillaz.
Why? What let you down? The...
The Now Now and The Humans.
You didn't like The Now Now? I liked a couple songs. I liked the... My favorite from there is Trans. That was a pretty good song. Their story is getting kind of iffy, though.
Yeah, the whole Ace, like, why?
And then, like, he's already gone.
What was the point?
Yeah. And, like, they literally included him in a whole ass music video. Why? They could have just waited until they fucking booted him out. What was the point?
Just fucking publicity.
But, like, I feel like that publicity didn't work.
They feel very unauthentic now. They feel like just for money. I don't know.
I felt like that. I got that vibe on the Humans one.
Hell yeah. Fucking
the Humans one was, like,
trash as fuck.
Really bad.
Oh, my life!
I hate that disco track they fucking had.
Which one?
The one they had a music video for.
I think it's the one I don't like.
I forgot how it goes.
I fucking listened to that thing like...
And that's the saddest part, that it's unmemorable.
Yeah, oh fuck it.
Unmemorable. Because I cannot think for the life of me one line from the song.
Oh, my life!
I'm trying to think. I can't.
Come
think.
On, Matt. Think. Think, goddammit. Think.
You don't think it's gonna be too loud?
No, that's why. Oh. That's the joke. You gotta think, Matt. You just gotta think, dude. Oh, fuck. Hi. I don't know.
And we're back. And we're back from our mini panic attacks.
Oh, this is All Blues by Miles Davis.
Miles Davis.
I think this album was released on, let me see. Check my old odometer here. 1959.
Wow.
Little bitch.
Wow. Have you seen that meme where it's like, white people always have to say some extra shit? And it's like, wow, well, slap my ass and call me a fucking biscuit. Like,
yeah. Relax, I know that one.
Relax. Like, that shit's funny.
It throws you off. It's pretty old.
It is pretty old. It's weird. Time. I hate thinking about time.
Yeah, dude.
It's weird.
Wait. Is my math off, or does that mean that next year this album's gonna be 60 years old?
Honestly, I think older.
70?
Maybe.
I feel like my math's off. Like, no.
Wait.
My phone.
I don't know, though.
Why do we have to be this stupid?
I mean, hey, I went to continuation school.
Alright.
Math was not my best subject. I always liked the English a lot.
I was good at both, but I didn't like either until high school.
Yeah.
Except for math. Math, I was like, I don't need it. Like, yeah. I was just lazy.
Yeah. That was my approach to it.
I feel like if I took it, I wouldn't be like amazing scholar, but yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd be... fairly well, like I could surpass algebra 2.
You can hold your own. You can hold your
own. Exactly. I feel like I get to algebra 2 with like a B grade if I tried, holding a solid B.
Yeah.
The rest I don't know because I haven't gotten that far.
You didn't take algebra 2?
I did, I had like a C and D, but I just didn't give a shit in high school.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 59 C.
Okay, so 2019 minus 1959.
1959.
60 years.
Oh, shit.
That's older than Pop Pop.
So now that you're more loosened up, kind of get the vibe of what's going on here. We've talked about doing this podcast before.
Yeah.
Has there ever been anything you thought like, oh, like this would be cool to talk about on this podcast?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was completely not even contributing. All right, my bad.
No.
Let's see. Well, it's a lot of topics we could talk about.
It's just,
well, music in general like is an easy topic for me. I mean, the reason this album is so beautiful is because it introduced like these things called nodes, where the music like it was very unbounded. Like it wasn't followed by like scales. It was followed by nodes, and there's like 11 different nodes, and that was in each an emotion in itself. Mm-hmm. And if you followed these notates like in these patterns and shit, like it was just changed. It changes a lot of music. That's why it's so different.
Yeah, every time I hang out with you, I always walk away learning something different.
That's good.
Stay in school.
I remember this is one of the albums I've read the back to, and it was talking about how this album is comparable to this Japanese art form. Let me read it.
Actually, it doesn't even say the type of art form. I remember. It just says where the Japanese artist must have is painting watercolor.
Mm-hmm.
Like a thick watercolor. I believe it on like a thin parchment paper.
Yeah.
So the point is, it's just one brush. And there's no going back. If you brush again, you will tear the paper.
Oh, shit.
And that's what this jazz is. It's just very free and just go with it.
Damn, that's actually really cool.
And this is like the first Pavement. Yeah. Dude. This is the first like Sonic Youth. This is the first Velvet Underground. It's 59. You know, this is as free as it gets.
Back yeah.
Dude, and it's very beautiful music. You really feel the blues. Like, you really feel the sorrowness. I mean,
I'm going to go hang myself.
Oh, this music is beautiful.
Yeah.
Another old beautiful artist is a Howlin' Wolf, but it's blues. It's more blues than jazz.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Howlin' Wolf. I love him. Spoonful. It's a beautiful song about cut me a spoonful of diamonds. Cut me a spoonful of gold. It's a song about just lust. It can be a spoonful of anything. It could be a spoonful of just, he says water, oil, you know, something to put in a needle. Like, it's just lust.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's just, that's a very, I love lust. I love the topic of lust and want. Because it's something that, to me, is all human beings.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and it's just,
I feel like it's,
that's why it's
upon.
So, that's why Buddhism is so trippy. Because it's like, once you want nothing in life, you'll be happy. And the thing is, you'll never be disappointed.
Yeah.
Your mother dies, you don't want for a mother. You don't not want a mother, but you just don't want for anything.
Yeah.
You don't expect anything out of life, so you remain happy. Well, that's life. And that's such a, yeah, it's a really beautiful outlook.
But, you know, I don't know all the aspects of Buddhism, because I could be wrong, but that's, I think, I remember reading that somewhere.
What do you consider yourself?
I'm an atheist.
Atheist?
Yeah.
I consider myself a,
I don't know,
agnostic atheist.
Yeah, agnostic, because like, more leaning atheist. But, yeah. Honestly, it's just, you know, deities are just, too much for me. I don't know. The whole universe thing is hard to explain, but deity is just too weird. It's too human. It's too human of a thought.
Yeah.
The beginning of a universe is too beyond us. And the deity is too human. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just no.
I honestly prefer not to know.
Yeah, who cares?
It's just, I prefer to think about now.
It's like, I wish we'd be in a part of that generation where the scientist is driven to find out, but right now, with this technology, probably not.
Yeah.
And especially with this mentality of the government, man, just no wanting to learn, no wanting to, like, prove anything. Just
like, it's just,
that's what conservatism, you. That's what conservatism is. It's to conserve the idea of a golden age where, where apparently America was at its best. That's why, mm-hmm, make America great. That's what makes sense. Yeah. That's why, I don't know, it's just a very weird way of thinking to me. That's why I can never agree with some things in conservatives, but some things we should conserve. Like, yeah. You know,
it's just like, I feel like society has this all or nothing type of mentality.
Yeah, that's,
and it's got to be a mixture, man. You got to have a lot,
dude,
of this.
Dude, that's what
a lot
Dave Chappelle
that.
Said was like, when they were talking about a Kanye. So what do you think of Kanye? He's like, well, I still love his music, man.
Yeah. Why can't you love
his music?
I still
buy his records.
Yeah.
Dude, like, if he likes Trump, shit, that's Kanye. Like, he likes Trump. Like,
yeah. It. That's such a backwards way of thinking. That's like what they would do with, like, the NWA records or like the Beatles records.
One that's what they were doing with the whole USSR, always the Cold War, always the this, he's the that. Who gives a shit? Just listen to the fucking music. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
People are too sensitive.
I don't, like, honestly, I'm always praising the music.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That comes.
Don't, I feel like, I hate when people come at me with shit about, oh, did you know this or that about them? And this is, shut the fuck up. Talk about the music.
Yeah, because that's going to be here way after they are.
Yeah.
It's going to be way after they are. And that'd be a real shame if everybody
didn't
get to hear that song.
Vote with your pocket mentality with that. But I don't know, like, a lot of music I listen to is kind of dead artists. So, like, who gives a shit if they're a shitty person?
Yeah, honestly. People, I'm like,
you get me?
I'm a big open Beatles fan, and every now and again, I'll get that whole John Lennon beat his wife.
Dude, whoever shouts that out on like Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you just shut up. Who doesn't know this?
Yeah, it's
you are the most like annoying person that everyone avoids at parties. You're the person that tries to point out, oh, but this sounds like something else. Like, you're the person that wants to be so much better than everyone else. Because like, you're such a boring sack of shit.
That's such a fact that they'll say to make themselves seem like they're, like, well, way knowledge into the history of shit. But that's such a
the most popular band. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's such a relevant, like, fucking well-known fact that, like, who gives a shit? And people
still it was even in his music.
And people still praise the fucking...
Getting Better. Run for Your Life.
Yeah, dude.
My God.
And I love that song.
Low-key, it's hard to listen to Rubber Soul sometimes because of that song.
Well, really, Run For Your Life?
Yeah, it can be a little much at times.
I always listen to it as a single, honestly. I play it by itself, which is weird. I didn't notice that, but every time I listen to it, I listen to it by itself.
No, it's just, it's a weird ender. It's like, oh, alright. Like, that's how the album ends. It's like,
okay!
Let's beat women! Like, Jesus,
John. Or like, women is the N-word of the world?
Oh, women is the nigger of the world? You know, you know my friend Lisa? Oh my God, he's a really big... it's okay, I'm naming the title of the song. Why are you going to censor music and
all? No, dude, I've been like that.
Yeah, I'm defending that.
Yeah. So you were saying...
My friend Lisa, he's a huge Beatles fanatic. Before he met us, the only bands he knew was the Beatles, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and the Stones.
Okay.
And he knew those bands extensively, like B-sides and all.
Yeah.
He knew Beatles Anthology 1, 2, 3, all the songs. He said, what's your favorite Beatles song? And you go, man, have you listened to the Acoustic Bathroom Tape 3? Anthology 1? Most humble dude ever, though. Super cool dude. I remember one time he started giggling and he showed me a song. He's going to read John Lennon's song. And I just, woman is the nigga of the world. I was like, what the fuck is this song? He just started laughing. No. It was a very funny song, though.
Yeah, and it was a different time. I feel like... I'm surprised no one has brought that up. Honestly, I'm really surprised no one has brought that up.
Because it's kind of like... Huh.
Like, that's something...
That's a very bold statement.
Yeah.
You know, woman is the nigger of the world. Like.
Yeah. I'm surprised somebody
He's using woman in a derogatory, and it's like, wait, but... smart man.
That's why they shot him. That's why the government took him out.
Fucking shot him. Shoot that motherfucker.
Seeing the Queen movie made me so mad that we don't have a good Beatles movie.
Loki, I never really give Queen a full extensive listen through.
Me neither.
I feel like they're overhyped sometimes, but that's just me being fucking hipster shit.
No. I agree with you. Me neither. It did open my ears to songs I didn't hear.
The songs that I hear, even like deep cuts that people recommend me, like Stone Cold Crazy, I tried to listen to that song. And I even remember forcing myself to be like, yeah, the song's dope. It was just like, it's whatever's.
It's whatever's at best.
Yeah, and like Led Zeppelin's even more enjoyable. Even the fact that they stole, like, oh my God, I can't even listen to half my Led Zeppelin records because it's like, oh, they stole all of this.
Yeah. And it's just like, fuck it.
Hey, fuck Greta Van Fleet.
What happened?
Greta Van Fleet, do you know them?
Was that the band they stole from?
No! Do you know Greta Van Fleet?
No, I do not. What is
that? Oh my God, they're this modern band that sounds exactly like Led Zeppelin.
No way.
They're terrible, dude. They're so unoriginal and boring and fucking shitty. But I don't know why they've got such a following. But I guess the whole point is, like, that's someone else that's, you know, they just want to reminisce and whatever, but just don't give it, don't hype it, you know?
No, that's so weird that you say that, oh, it's somebody else and they're just trying to reminisce. I hate the Fab Four cover band. I hate them.
Why?
I don't know. I really can't explain why I hate them.
Why? Nah, come on. I really can't explain. The point, because it's like, why? Dude, it's like,
listen to me. I can't explain it. I just, I'll be like listening on YouTube, and then like, you know, autoplay. It'll autoplay like a cover, and I'll be like,
oh, like the music itself just doesn't. Well, no shit, dude. It's hard to cover Beatles songs because all their shit was studio made. That's what made the Beatles different. That's why you can't. Someone who hates on the Beatles doesn't know shit about music.
No, I don't hate that. I don't hate that they're doing that.
No, that's what I'm. But what I'm saying is, a lot of the things that the Beatles did was done in the studio.
Yeah.
They were like studio masters. Yeah. Like they stopped touring just to do shit in the studio.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. It's, yeah. So you know what I mean? It's just, it's hard to accomplish a lot. It's hard to accomplish a lot what they did live. I mean, the whole Strawberry Fields thing, how John changed the tempo, or like John changed the what key it was in the song when they already made, and when George Martin already made a score for the song or whatever it's called. Like,
score.
I think. Yeah, but George Martin's like, shit, like, you know, it's a different key, what do I do? And he slowed down, like, he messed with the tempo and he slowed it down and brought the pitch down and sped it up.
Okay.
You get me? So it didn't sound slow. You know what I mean? Like, it just was like, slow.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's just like that kind of wizard gig. So no one can play that song live because it's at this weird, like, in between quarter key. Instead of a half step, it's like a quarter step.
I just don't know why I hate them, though.
Because that's why. Because a lot of that music is lost. Like, it doesn't sound as good.
Maybe.
That's maybe my interpretation.
But also, like, sometimes I just think of the idea of them, and I'm just like,
like profiting off?
No, because I can, like,
I get it,
I feel like I know they're passionate about it. I know they're passionate Beatles
fans. Yeah.
So I don't mind that.
You could, as long as you get it, like, they're just trying to, because, you know,
they're just trying to have Beatles fun, and they love the Beatles.
That big that, to, like, wanna, like, for people to, for people
wanna fucking emulate and be themselves,
Fuck yeah, to go see that. Because I've seen Paul McCartney live.
Yeah,
so it's just like, fuck, that is an experience. And it's like, imagine getting to see, like, all the Beatles.
I want
to
see him live before, you know, before it's
retires.
Retires. I don't want to jinx it. You know, I jinxed Michael Jackson's death.
I jinxed
Hand of God.
El Chavo.
Getting captured?
No, El Chavo.
Oh, who the fuck is that?
Del Otro.
Oh, yeah, he did?
Yeah, I was like, is he dead? And they're like, no, he's alive. The very fucking next day, he died.
Dude, okay, I'm going to tell you this. It was, I was young. I don't know how old I was. Me and my mom and my sister were in the living room. And they were talking about what to play on the fucking radio. Or not on the radio, on the little fucking CD player. It's this radio, but like, it's a CD player mixed radio.
Yeah, I got you, Gage.
So they were deciding what to play next. And my mom had this Michael Jackson album. And my sister's like, oh, put this on. And then I was like, I don't like Michael Jackson. He scares me. Because I heard all the rumors that, he fucking touched little boys and shit.
And I'll lie. I'm going to say this right now. I apologize for always thinking he did do it for some reason when he didn't.
You don't think he... I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. It was... didn't you hear? What? They did like 70 FBI cases. He was proven completely innocent.
Really? I feel bad for that too. Because I did believe it when
I did believe it when I was younger.
That's because I was a child.
Yeah, same.
So
exactly.
I can't research for myself. So... Sorry,
and
MJ.
Just having that, hey, sorry,
he's just a troubled fucking person, dude.
Dude, and Off the Wall is one of the most beautiful albums. I don't like his. I'll be honest, Thriller. It's just, you hear all those songs. It's like Starry Night. Remember we're talking about it?
Yeah.
It's just seeing it that much, even on a fucking phone case. Yeah. It loses its beauty before you could comprehend how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
It's like anti-jokes.
Yeah.
It's a, why did chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other side. It's like. Okay. You didn't get it as a kid. It's like, what? Why is that funny?
Yeah.
But that's the joke.
Yeah. That's,
it's like,
it's not a fucking joke.
Yeah. What's red but smells like blue paint?
What?
Red paint? Exactly. Like, that's, it's the same type of joke.
So stupid.
But it's lost because when you were told as a child, you were never able to get
it. That's funny. I never heard that one. Was
red. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Because blue paint, they all smell the same.
Yeah. Exactly, so that's why it's like when you see like Mona Lisa and you see Van Gogh so much, it's like it loses some of its beauty.
Yeah, no,
so
I understand
like,
that.
That's why, like, punk rock and, like, a lot of rock music is kind of at a loss, because a lot of commercialism relies on punk rock chords, because they're so simple and catchy. Mm-hmm. And it's just, when you hear da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na all the time, and, like, these new heads hear it, it's like, how can you take this music seriously?
Yeah.
And it's kind of depressing, because, like, I love instruments. I love all instruments. Yeah. Every instrument is, like, the more instruments, the better, and I hate MIDI sometimes. I love it because, you know, Jack Stauber probably uses some sort of computer system. Mm-hmm. And I love musicians like that, but it's like, I miss rawness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss rawness in music.
There's
still rawness. Don't get me wrong. If you look out there, I mean, you see, Courtney Barnett, that album's 2017. This one's 2015, I think. The other album's 2018. Jack Stauber's 2018.
Yeah.
It's like, there's still rawness. It's just depressing how mainstream lost it.
Yeah.
It's sad how there's two, like, genres and, like, there's two cultures and everything. There's the regular general, like, people and the actual fans who care about stuff.
Yeah.
And it's sad how they have to feed to both. It's like, why don't you just feed to the fans already?
Yeah.
Did you see that Blizzard video?
No, which one?
Blizzard, BlizzCon or whatever. I don't really follow much on video games, but Diablo, if you heard of it, it's a pretty big game. I'm not a gamer, but I've heard of Diablo.
Okay, uh-huh.
Apparently they're making like a third one or some shit, but it wasn't going to be on PC. It was only going to be on mobile.
What the?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But it's just a Japanese... It was just a Chinese company, the fucking regular ass... Oh, come save our village!
Yeah.
Yeah, those regular ass... I hate those
fucking games.
Pay to play games.
Or like...
Pay to win.
You know what games I never understood? Fucking Clash of Clans. Yeah. Clash of... You're fucking sitting there tapping your screen. There's no fucking... There's nothing...
It has its place. If you like Tycoon, like, I get it. But like, it's just... I'm not a patient guy. It's stupid. It's just... Paying for it is where I lose my... Like, when you have to... Like, that's ridiculous. You know?
Yeah.
Made for you to buy shit. Oh yeah, but it was just Diablo skinned on that, and that was like the sequel. And fans are like, is it gonna be on PC? It's like, no, it's only gonna be on mobile.
That's so weird. Why would they do that?
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, like that's ridiculous. Like, you heard like some fans groan, and the dude's like, you guys all got phones, don't you?
Fucking relax, dude. Like,
and everybody booed him. It's like, fucking
no way,
dude. It's like, this is marketing. This is your research. This is free research right here. Take it. You should be. We apologize if we would have known. You know, we would.
Yeah.
But no, dude. Like, that's the problem.
Still going forward with it?
Yeah, I think so. Like, production companies just don't give a shit. It's like, no, you're gonna buy our shit. And the thing is, we're all idiots and we buy it anyways.
Yeah, dude. That's
crazy. That's why I don't watch movies. That's why I don't watch TV. It's all shit. Fuck you. Give me some substance and just. No lie. It's like. Breaking Bad and all that is like, it's whatever.
I never got into it.
It's
for
whatever.
That reason.
It's like, it's whatever, dude. It's like,
it's,
yeah, it's cool, but like, it's just not me. It's not my thing. It's just like,
yeah.
It doesn't sound as interesting. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's not about like aesthetic or anything. It's just nothing sounds interesting anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing sounds like it has like real raw authenticity.
No, like, we were talking.
Like, cause, okay, here it is. Violence and sex. And drugs is not raw anymore. It's not gritty anymore. We're so exposed, it's the new norm.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad, it's like, I don't know, it's like, things aren't morally edgy anymore, and they need to be.
Yeah, I can see
that. They really need to be. We need to be way more morally gritty in our content.
Yeah, dude, everyone's...
But in my opinion,
it's getting worse. It's gonna get worse. It's gonna get worse.
It's stupid. I don't know.
Like, we were talking about the other day, about the whole Simpsons thing. How they're getting fucking Apu out the show.
Oh, yeah. It's like, when are the other ones gonna get kicked out?
Yeah, if you don't know, you obviously know Simpsons. Apu was the Indian character. They're kicking him out just because he's voiced very stereotypically. And
by a white...
Yeah, by...
Man!
By the white devil! So they're kicking him out, and me and Andrew had a discussion not too long ago about, well, this is just a start, because if you look at The Simpsons, I mean, there's other characters. They might not be as prominently displayed. They might not be prominently displayed, but if you look at the episodes, you can find such as the Bumblebee dude. He's fucking, hey, fucking Hispanic stereotype.
Every single character is a stereotype. There's a hillbilly guy. Homer's a stereotype of an American father.
Yeah.
You know, the wife that ignores it.
Yeah.
Just stays in her place.
And doesn't work, yeah.
Even though she had a college degree in journalism.
Yeah.
It's just, it's just cliche. That's the joke. That's the point. It's satire. I forgot, it's not juvenile satire. It's the other one. But it's like, there's two types of satire. There's one where it's like, everyone can love and appreciate it. And like, it's lighthearted fun.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not to get you as thing as much, but it's like to point it out. Like, huh, look how silly we are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
and then there's that's the other one. The other one I know is juvenile satire, and that's more aggressive. It's more making fun of them because you are so ridiculous. Look how stupid you are.
Yeah,
you know, it's more aggressive. It's more for like, how they call the president of Japan, Winnie the Pooh, and he got so mad that like anyone who does that gets like put to fucking death. He's a fucking piece of shit. Fuck that guy.
Fuck no way.
I seen some fuck shit. Like, dude, like, forgot what I was watching, but it was brutal. Like, I was like at the end of the video, it was just showing like. Like the brutality of like North Korea, and I never comprehended how they did public executions there.
They do?
Yeah, but how they do it is that they would turn on, it was on the news, and it's like if your family members were missing.
Fuck.
It's like, let's see if that's where he is, and it's just like, fuck. So like you turn on the TV, and I remember seeing the video, it's like literally a torture fucking room. Like, think of a cliche ass just square ass room table, and you just see that, and you just see them sitting, and as Noah, you just see a fucking cleaver, and he just hacks his like fucking face right there, and it's just like, fuck, like people that's have to watch this, and it's like, and you're looking for your relative. That's man, how you find
that's
out
the fucked up and that's part. Some
fucked up shit. And the thing is with that, it's like if you run away, they kill your entire family.
Yeah,
like they're like, North Korea is fucked to hell. But you know what else is?
But
I'm finally glad it's been happening.
What?
The Middle East is finally being called out for being morally incorrect based on its religion. What, everyone like, was like, too scared to call it out. And I always loved Bill Maher.
What religion?
Islam. Because, you know, the whole women aren't as equal as men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they, no, don't get me wrong. You could, like, as of Christianity, I mean, there's aspects of that religion where it says slavery and homophobia, but there's still... loving, there's gay Christians. It's okay. They're still
Dude, yeah, but fuck, they're so. They treat their fucking. Yeah, there's gay Christians, and this is one of the reasons why I'm not religious. There can be a fucking loving gay dude, does everything he can for his community. Fucking always fucking, you know, he's just model citizen.
That's old heads, dude. That's old heads.
I know, but
even now that it's.
And then they'll be like, yeah, dude. Hey, thanks for doing all that. You fucking wasted your life doing that. Cause either way, you're gonna go to hell. Like. I can never get behind that, dude.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, that's so old world thinking is kind of relevant, prevalent there still. I mean, the reason why is that a lot of people don't understand, like, Iran used to be, like, it was going to become a first world nation immediately. Like, like you see pictures in the 70s, it looked dope, dude. Like, it looked, like, the girls look pretty, like, they all, like, they look hot, like, dude, they look sick. Like, they're all going to college, all going to universities. And then, like, a regime overthrew something, like, and it became very... very hard right, very concerned, like very, very hard right.
Yeah,
we're gonna go by the book, we're going by religion. Yeah, and the thing is, it's okay, you know, you could be religious, but it's like, I remember Bill Maher, it's like, you could have a religion, but just because they're brown and a different color, and just because it's a different religion, doesn't mean you can't call out them on their bigotism.
Yeah.
And that's completely true. And I'm glad that's finally happening. People use and it I've as been a wanting that. I've been wanting that. I hate the UAE. Everyone says the most overrated city is Dubai because it's soulless, because it's built upon slaves. And that's true. Look it up. North Korean slaves are real. Libyan slaves are real. Slaves, there is such thing as modern slavery. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's real. That's fucked.
And
private prisons are fucking basically like modern slavery.
Yeah, what do you mean modern prisons?
Private prisons?
Yeah, private prisons.
Oh, yeah, that's like they're made and basically they're just, the whole point is to profit off of prisons.
But like in the U.S.? Yeah, dude, there's a lot of correlations between that and slavery, which is crazy because nobody talks about it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, the whole... All our laws are written, like, back then in the 1700s, who was power?
Yeah.
Rich
white men.
Land-owning men.
Yeah.
So, who wanted the most power?
Yeah.
Well, the record ended. We could play, like, probably, like,
one half of another record if you want.
I mean, it depends on how long you want to keep going. I can keep going. I don't mind.
We'll end it at...
Well, it auto-cuts at an hour.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So then, at an hour, it'll stop. But we can keep continuing.
Oh, I got you.
Just so it's like has it like saved, you know? It saves it. Real quick. We went really, really off. I know people are going to ask me about this. How I caused Michael Jackson's death. I never even really explained
it. Oh, shit. Yeah. You're right.
So, they decided to play Michael Jackson. And I was like, oh, I don't like him. He's a fucking weirdo and this and this and that. And I was like, I feel like he's going to die soon. I swear, that same day, he's getting taken into the UCLA hospital, dude. Oh, and yeah. he died, like, not too long after that. And my mom was just, like, fucking tripping out. And my mom, back then, she used to be super religious. And she's like, the mouth of God went through you and this and this and that. I was like, chill. Like,
you got raped, dude. You got raped
by God. Nice. So you want to keep going? Did you say that's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think it was when Mary got pregnant?
With who?
Like the whole Bible thing, Virgin Mary.
No comment. I don't know. I just think about it as...
No. I mean this in a comedical way, a comical way. Like, do you think people were like, I don't know about this one.
I don't know.
I guess.
It's really weird because back then there was no science. There's no way to look it up, so it's pretty easy to be fooled.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
It's kind of like sad.
What do you mean?
Like, a lot of society was based on manipulating people.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucked. And we still think, like, I don't know. We hold, like...
I don't know. It's sad how, like, especially in, like, the corporate world, the best way to move up is just to manipulate. Oh, yeah, you see it at work. You see it with your friends. Like, yeah. Shit.
Well.
When you find someone you can trust. We're playing footsies over here.
He's not wearing any shoes or socks, so it's extra spicy.
Extra flaky.
So, you want to keep going? Or...
We could end it with a song.
You got 4 minutes left, boy.
What song? Let's see, it's 4 minutes. I don't know. I'll play one of my favorite songs by Radiohead.
Just play it.
Nah. Wait, hold on. I don't know. Let's see. Emo fanboys. Ooh, you guys are emo motherfuckers. Let's see.
Ooh, I've been listening to a lot of emo shit lately, so we will play you something good.
Oh, I'll play that one Pavement song that we both love.
Alright, for sure.
You know which one?
Yeah. This one goes out to my little emo babies. We all start crying. Synchronize your cries, everybody. This has been the Emo Talk Podcast with your host, Emo Fuck, and special guest, Alligator Andrew from KVCM Radio. Remember to check out the Somber Reptiles. Mondays
at 7 p.m. and Fridays at noon. And follow us on Instagram. We are going to get a Instagram soon. It's in works. It's under construction.
It'll be on my page as soon as it's up.
The scaffolding is being put up. I swear to God. We barely got the permit for the Instagram. Like, we barely got the city permit. It barely came in. So it'll be here. Alright, just give us a minute.
So remember, grab your cocks and just be on the lookout for that. I'll be keeping you guys updated as well. And thanks for being on. This shit was cool.
Thank you for having me.
We got a high five like in that one movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
He's like, Schwarzenegger, why'd you say like that?
Hey. I got, cut. No KVCM. I did all that out. We are not affiliated with this. Just run.
You know you guys shouted me out first? We're just like, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You're all buffish.
Yeah.
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 That's it.